Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Welcome. Glad you tuned in today. Happy Friday to you. Hope your week's gone great so far. Well, you know this if you listen often enough, that we every once in a while like to bring artists into the studio. We've been blessed in studio with Carrie Jobe, Sidewalk Prophets, Matthew Marr, Nicole Serrano. Well, today a longtime friend of mine, Dan Adler, joins us in studio with his guitar. We're going to hear some of the amazing songs that Dan has written. He's, to me, a visionary. He's a minister of the gospel. He's a lyricist, a brilliant lyricist, beautiful musician, and has a heart and a vision for racial and denominational reconciliation in the body of Christ. And so we're going to talk about how faith and music intersect, and we're going to just have a conversation in between songs about the whole idea of racial and denominational reconciliation. So let me get this conversation started. Let me tell you about my guest, and we'll get him on the show. Dan Adler and his wife Sandy have been married and performing together since 1984. Dan was a minister of music and worship at Church of the Open Door in Minneapolis for 11 years, saw the church grow from 350 attendees to over 5,000. Under Dan's leadership, Open Door had a worship ministry involving over 145 musicians and worship teams and began publishing and recording arm of the church called Out of the Door Music. He's been involved with Promise Keepers Ministry, Bethel University, and most recently, Union Gospel Mission. In June of 1996, Dan began a new parachurch ministry called Heart of the City Ministries. The vision is to build bridges between races and denominations to encourage, strengthen, and unite the diverse body of Christ in the area, in their area through celebrative musical worship experiences. Dan and Sandy lead the 22-piece interracial Heart of the City Worship Band. And if you've never been to a Heart of the City event, you got to get to one, because this 22-piece interracial band rocks it. They are amazing. And they've released several worship CDs, including It All Belongs to You, What We Really Need, and With One Voice. Dan, it's an honor to have you back in studio with us today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Susan. Great to be here.
Mm-hmm. You didn't just call me Susan, did you? Because we've known each other for almost 30 years.
I wouldn't say Susan.
You wouldn't do that, would you?
Susan wouldn't fit.
That wouldn't fit. No. Absolutely. Well, we like to start out talking scripture and wondering if there's a verse God's been speaking to you about, or if you have a life verse you want to share.
I don't have a life verse. A big, big thematic verse, though, for the last 17 years of my life, chapter is John 17. Mm-hmm. And in that chapter, Jesus, what they call his high priestly prayer, he says, I pray to the Father. He says, I pray that they will be one. All of those who follow me would be one as we are one. And he says a bunch of other things. He says, so that the world would know you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
So the implication, the unity of the body of Christ is a sign to the world that Jesus is the Messiah. Therefore, this unity is a sign to the world that's not true.
Wow. And look where we're at, Dan. I mean, we are polarized as Christians politically, denominationally, racially, economically. I'll never forget, you know, I've known you forever. And remember when this vision was starting to just burst in your heart, and we all, you know, had really, really young kids. And you said, it's just wrong. I remember this. You said, you got two churches within a mile of each other. One is prospering. One is dying financially. Why wouldn't the wealthy church buy crayons, buy coloring books, buy resources, and bring them to the poor church? Aren't we on the same side? And
and
that kind of mindset, you know, has so stuck with me. But maybe share some backstory of how this, I mean, it's God's heart, but how his heart started to beat in your heart for racial and denominational unity.
Yeah, I've never been a denominational guy. It's always bugged me. And even actually membership in a church has always bothered me a little bit. I understand it, but it's like, I'm a member of the church, and I don't like the idea.
A citizen of the Most High God.
Yeah,
right?
And what often happens with memberships in a congregation is that we end up treating it like a club. Like, now I'm a member, I'm a voting member, now I've got a position of power because I'm a member. And, you know, and those things are functional, I understand. But the idea of it, and the like, he's a good Lutheran, or he's a good Methodist, or he's a good Baptist, I hate that idea. It's like, how about he's a good Christian? You know, it's like, this is so anti-biblical to think that way. So that's always kind of been in my heart. But when I was hired with Promise Keepers, one of the seven promises of Promise Keepers was to pursue racial and denominational unity, reconciliation, racial reconciliation and denominational unity. And that really resonated with me, because I've also thought that. I've always felt, although I've never been in any multi-ethnic ministry before this, I always just didn't like the idea that our churches are a white church or a black church or a Hispanic church or an Asian church. and there's no connection there. So it's this other huge ethnic divide. And so I was just really inspired by that was in my heart with Promise Keepers. And what really led to starting Heart of the City was just we were doing these once a month events, extra events called a celebration service. It was a real celebrative evening of worship and testimonies. And people started coming from other churches. And one night I looked out in the gym that we were in at the time, and it was filled. And I thought, I need to look for a bigger venue for us at Open Door to do this. And I just felt like the Lord said, you need to think bigger than this. And not, he wasn't saying grandiose, but like, think beyond the walls of this congregation and use your gifts and your platform to try to bring the church together. Hmm. And so so we took the scariest step of our life, and not knowing what in the world we were doing, and began to do this multi-ethnic worship ministry and pull together this multi-ethnic worship band to lead these events. And somehow we've been doing this for 17 years.
It's 17 years. Has it really been, Dan?
It's 17 years.
And you don't even look like you've aged a day. That just bugs me so bad. But really, I'm sure you feel like you've aged because you had to pay some dues. You've had to be patient and long suffering because for obvious reason, the trust level wasn't exactly there. I know there's times where people wondered if you were the token white guy trying to do this token thing, and you needed to have some staying power to show that you meant what you said, right?
Yep. Yeah, and in many ways, it's still very much that way. In different ways, there's just a general general apathy toward the idea of it. Theoretically, people would agree, yep, unity, that's great. In fact, so many people come to our events and they go, oh, man, that felt like a taste of heaven. But then they're content for it to be in heaven and not to do anything about it here.
But your events, though, you're saying we're not asking you to leave your local church. We're asking you to come together across denominational and racial boundaries about once a month or so and worship together. And so that is what you're asking, right? Just come together so that we can make a practice of worshiping together.
Yeah, just kind of break the pattern of division. Go, you know, we're not starting a new church. We're not taking anybody away from anybody's church. But here's a chance for us to get together. Because I found after Promise Keepers, what I realized was it's very difficult for me to cross those lines with the establishment of the church as it is. As a white guy, I leave my white church and go to a black church. Or a black guy, I leave a black church and come to a white church. And we might do that once to visit or something, but most people aren't going to do that. Mm. So that's what we started was with the idea of an opportunity to gather without the threat of having to start a new church, and then musically and stylistically not being like an all-white church or an all-black church or an all-Hispanic church, having those things blend together so everybody's stretching a little bit in an evening.
Hmm. Yeah, everybody's stretching a little bit, and that's the important thing. And so there's worship that really is cross, how do you say that even? Multi-ethnic, yes.
Yep.
I mean, you've got... Yeah, it rocks. You got to get to a Heart of the City event, and maybe just throw out your website in case somebody wants to check it out.
It's www.heartofthecity.org.
Heartofthecity.org.
Yep.
And so we've got some music that we're going to play off of a CD. You've got a number of CDs out, but we're also going to do some live, not we, you.
Hey,
anyway, so.
I've heard your pretty little voice.
So I'm going to have you, I'm going to try not to sing along because I don't want to ruin this anointed moment, but I'm going to have you sing As We Draw Near You. This is such a lovely song. And maybe give some backstory on this one that you wrote.
It's one of those things, I don't know if anybody out there feels vulnerable. I feel vulnerable. I feel weak a lot. And life throws you major curves. And but the Bible says, draw near to the Lord. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. And so the idea that our when we come together, that we're coming together to draw near to the Lord, when we our gatherings aren't just a program we're coming to listen to. So, one of the things I'm trying to teach in music at the same time that I'm trying to write something that's very relevant, but the idea that when we gather, we're gathering to draw near to the Lord. We're seeking his face. We're not just singing my favorite song or not my favorite song. We're not just coming to hear some guy preach to us, but we're here to seek the Lord. And that's the song is just kind of a vulnerable song that way, and just saying, only you can chase away our fear. Only you can wipe away our tears. Yes, we draw near you.
So. Yeah. He's the hope of the earth.
Yeah. Let me sing that.
Yes, please.
All right.
As we draw near you, come and draw near us. As we are praying, come and for where else can we go? You're our blessed hope, and only you can chase away our fear. As we draw near you, as we exalt you, inhabit our praises, as we are seeking, show your face. For where else can we go? You're our blessed hope, and only you can wipe away our tears. As we draw near you, as we draw near, we draw near you, Lord, we draw near you. Shelter in a time of storm, light of life to keep us warm, comfort to all those who grieve, life to all who will receive, well of life to quench our thirst. We love you who loved us first. We draw near you, Lord, we draw near you, we draw near you.
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much, Dan. Really appreciate it. If you just tuned in today, really glad you joined us. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Have my friend Dan Adler in studio, president of Heart of the City. He and Sandy are longtime friends. And we're going to be playing clips from a recent CD. He's done a number of CDs through Heart of the City and even prior to that. But we're looking at one today called God is So Good that he did with Union Gospel Mission. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But I ask on Facebook a faith question every day related to the topic. And I ask just what worship songs are speaking to you these days. And I think 70 people responded. And I love music. I love how God uses music to draw us near him. And I'm wondering, I'm putting you on the spot here, Dan, but is there a song that you sing to yourself, a worship song or a hymn? Like, your guitar is almost always attached to you. Like he has us over for dinner, he has to eat over his guitar. No, I'm just kidding.
Almost. And, yeah,
I love that. But truly, though, I mean, this is how God made you, is to be someone who's singing songs to him. Is there one that, you know, just that you sing to yourself when you're alone?
Boy, there's really not one. It's there's so many great songs and a lot of hymns. Actually, you know, because
they're theologically rich, aren't they?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there's a couple old songs. Like Melody Green, Keith and Melody Green's "There Is a Redeemer."
Mm.
I love that old song.
Can you sing that one? Is that all right?
Yeah, sure, sure. Bring my mic back down here so you can hear my guitar a little bit too. Let's see.
There is a redeemer. Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, hope for sinners slain. Thank you, my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. When I stand in I will see your face, and there I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. Thank you, my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit. work on earth is done. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. I put you on the spot there. No problem. So I want to be able to squeeze in a song here from your CD before our bottom of the hour break. Talk about your work with Union Gospel Mission, what you do with them.
I have been so blessed to lead the Union Gospel Mission Change Lives Choir. Mm. Union Gospel Mission is located here in the Twin Cities in St. Paul. They actually have several campuses. They have a men's campus, and they have a women's Naomi Center for women with young adolescent children and single moms. An incredible place. They have a men's residence where they have a thing called the Bethel Hotel. Men stay overnight. They can stay for a week, or they have a in-residence program. And it's really great, and I love leading a choir over there. It's a choir of staff and residents at the mission. I've been on for about 7 years now.
That is amazing. Wow. Well, we're going to play a song off of the CD, God is So Good. In fact, Dan brought in a handful of copies. If you've got a question or comment for Dan, we'll open the phone lines up as well. You want to give us a call, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. This song is called It's About Time. This is off of the God is So Good Change Lives Choir, and I can't wait to hear more about what this has been like for you to lead. And these guys in the choir are guys that have been homeless, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
And
this,
you are teaching them how to sing.
Men and women, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So powerful. Here's the first song. Can say is if that don't stoke your fire, your wood is wet. Oh man, was that good, Dan. This is what blows me away is you write these songs all these songs, and you're this blonde-haired, blue-eyed white boy.
Skinny white boy. Yeah. Skinny white boy from Wisconsin.
That's right. Raised on a farm.
I'm telling you,
that is awesome. And this song, the lyrics really are speaking to the mission of Union Gospel Mission. Maybe say a word about that.
Yeah, I actually wrote this as a theme song for another organization called Love in the Name of Christ, which is a wonderful ministry that deals with uniting church just to minister to the poor. And then I redid this with Heart of the City and with the Union Gospel Choir. But yeah, it's like Jesus said, you got the whole story of the sheep and the goats, and it's like it's a kind of a disturbing passage. But he's basically, people are in heaven, he's separating between sheep and goats, and the sheep are the ones who've clothed the naked and fed the poor and visited those that are in prison. And they said, well, when did we do that to you? He says, as much as you did it to one of these, you did it to me. And so the idea, we need to come together, we need to serve the poor, and we're going to serve Jesus in the process. And that's, you know, it's really, really important and powerful thing for us to focus on. If I really think if we don't care for the poor as a Christian, if nothing a part of our life, what we do with our money, none of our time, we're really missing it. I mean, Christianity, dealing with the poor is a huge, central part of Christianity.
Yeah. And I don't know how we can read Scripture and miss that point, because everywhere you turn, Old Testament, New Testament, God communicates his heart for the poor. And we had Caroline Barnett on a couple of days ago, Matthew Barnett's wife. Matthew's been on before, too. And they're of the Dream Center, Tommy Barnett's son. Right. And what they are doing is mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. And I love what she said. She said, the government isn't anointed to care for these issues. Yeah. The church is anointed and appointed. Sure. And that Scripture from Isaiah where it says, your healing will spring forth speedily. She said, there's something about as I tend to these needs, something gets healed in me because it's a part of God's call for my life. Yeah. And I think that's so powerful.
Yeah, that's so powerful. That's so awesome. Mm. Yeah.
Well, we just have a few minutes before the break, but Pat called in and wanted to hear All I Need Is You. And I remember, because we went to the same church, the Open Door, at the same time, and you were behind the curtain getting ready to come out. And you wrote this in a moment's time before you're ready to come out to lead worship. Do you want to add another word to that?
Yeah. I just needed a closing song.
And, that's all.
Yeah, and I didn't have
one. Just whip this one out.
And all of a sudden, this little thing came to my head, and I started playing around with it, and it sounded so familiar. I thought, I think I'm stealing somebody else's song, but I don't know whose it is, so I'll just sing it once, and that'll be okay. It's just a closing song. And it ended up being, it's actually my most popular song. It's the simplest. I always write lots of words except on this song. And so this is the most popular song.
Less is more sometimes. Let's hear it. All I Need Is You.
All I need is you. Jesus, all I need is you. You are the source of all. All I need is you. All I want is you. Jesus, all I want is you. You are the source of all I need. All I want is you. My Lord, my only hope is you. You are the source of all I need. My only hope is you. All I need is you. Jesus, all I need is you. The source of all I need, all I need is you.
Lovely, so beautiful. And you know, you picture thousands of people singing in their harmonies that song, and you know, it's just sacred, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's holy goosebump sacred. Yeah. I mean, I've been in situations where we're singing that song, and it's just so amazing. Wow, Dan, I just thank you for being, you know, much with God. I love the gift of God in you. Really appreciate it.
My privilege, my honor. Mm. God's mercy
is new every morning.
Amen.
And his faithfulness is great. Well, we'd love to take calls. Dan generously brought in a handful of the CDs, God is So Good. And I'm telling you what, it is powerful. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. When we come back, a little departure from the mood. We're going to sing, or Dan's going to sing a song about Minnesota, because he is a winter sissy like myself.
I talk
about this a lot on the show. Nobody's ever singing a song for me about this, but Dan's got a song about Minnesota. If you love Minnesota, this song might bug you a little bit. It sort of bugs my brother. He's got a lot of ownership around, and we love the upper Midwest, but the winters, they get long. That's all we're saying. This is Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. Have Dan Adler in studio playing his guitar, talking about faith and music, how they intersect. And after the break, we're going to talk about racial and denominational reconciliation, how really this is God's heart. How do we walk it out? Love to hear your thoughts on it as well. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. You get to hear the Minnesota song in just a moment. Okay, I think that's my new favorite song. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. So glad you tuned in today. That's a song that Dan Adler wrote. He's in studio, and this is on his Union Gospel Missions God is So Good CD, Change Lives Choir. Imagine this, leading a choir of homeless men and women and teaching them to worship, teaching them. Really, you're teaching them to be the hands and feet of Christ by those lyrics.
Yeah,
really, you're mobilizing them.
Yep.
That was amazing. And that song is called It's About Time. Peter is on hold and wants to say a word to you. Peter, you're on the air with Dan Adler. Welcome.
Hey, Peter.
That's a favorite song for me now too, Susie.
Mm, isn't that great?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was listening, and when I heard that was a homeless choir, there were homeless people, I thought I would call and say goodbye because I was made homeless again last week.
Mm.
And I lost the battle against the evil people, and I got the short end of the stick.
Mm.
Our judicial system in this country is in serious trouble. But anyway, if the church does not get involved in conflict resolution, people are offending one another and slandering one another, and there's nobody doing the peacemaking work.
Mm, yeah.
Well, Peter, thank you so much for your call. And if you can give Grace your address, if you have one that we can send the CD to, we'd love to get you that CD. I think it'll really minister to your heart. We got Mary calling in from Woodbury. Mary, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, how are you, Susie?
We're doing great. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I had called in because I want to try to get this CD. I was on my way home from work coming through, traveling on the highway, and I was feeling kind of down, but there's some things going on that are pretty serious. But this song just ministered to my heart so, and I'm just so thankful that Dan allows God to use him as a vessel to take care of people through his ministry, his music. And I thank God for you, Susie, how you minister, your program ministers to so many people. And I just wanted to thank God for
both. Amen. Thank you. That's encouraging.
Yeah, it sure is. And you're going to get a CD, and you're going to love it. Mm. And Pat called back and said, thank you for your music, All I Need. She said, I can never hear that song too much. It's just so powerful,
isn't
it?
That's awesome.
Wow. Okay, Dan, let's do this. Minnesota song. We're just departing for a moment. We'll get back to serious and deep conversation in a minute. But tell us why you wrote this. I know why.
I actually wrote this song at the end of college. And it was a terrible winter, and my car was terrible. And
buried
and
in snow.
I've lived in the North my entire life, and I just hate winter. And I was so sick of it. And I just decided to write this song. It was kind of therapy. It's still therapy for me. And like 2 years ago, I dug it out of the archives because we put it on a cassette years ago. My wife Sandy and I recorded it and dug it out of the archives, put it on a made a YouTube video of it one weekend. And it has like 425,000 hits
You're
on it now.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it's like this.
Okay, so the song, the All I Need Is You, with the fewest words possible, and the Minnesota song.
And the Minnesota song. Yeah.
Your big claims
in country. I don't sing country normally, so this is kind of a devil went down to Georgia country thing. I'm going to do my best. I hope I don't forget the words.
It's a lot of words. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. There was an ocean of snow in my backyard, was as far as the eye could see. And I spent all morning shoveling snow real hard, trying to get my mailbox free.
because the man in the plow covered it over somehow as he was plowing out my road. And I parked my ride on the street's wrong side, and you know that I got it towed. So I put on a pair of long underwear, three sweaters, wool pants, and a hat, and a down-filled fur-lined jacket to boot, and a scarf on top of that. But I almost froze the end of my nose as I was going to get my car. I said, oh, Minnesota, this time you've gone too far. Oh, Minnesota, what you gotta do to me? Got me standing in the great white north without a bit of mercy. Oh, Minnesota, you're frozen to the core. You can take this snow and shovel it. I ain't living here no more. Packed my case with a smile on my face as I threw in the suntan oil, and I cut off the sleeves and the legs of my pants as my blood began to boil. As I climbed in bed, I smiled and said, tomorrow's gonna take me away from this land of colds and flu and potholes and take me to a sunny day. Well, I packed my case. Oops. Well, I packed my case with a smile on my face as I threw in the suntan oil, and I cut off the sleeves and the legs of my pants as my blood began to boil. As I smiled and said, I stabbed in bed, I climbed in bed, I smiled and said, tomorrow's gonna take me away from this land of colds and flu and potholes and take me to a sunny day. Oh, Minnesota, what you trying to do to me? Got me stranded in the great white north without a bit of mercy. Oh, Minnesota, you're frozen to the core. You can take this snow and shovel it. I ain't living here no more. Well, on Monday morning, I woke up yawning and got myself ready to go. But the radio man tried to spoil my plans by saying it was 30 below. But feeling still able, I took my jumper cables and I headed right out the door. But what I didn't know was that 3 foot of snow had buried me in once more. What you trying to do to me? Got me standing in the great white north without a bit of mercy. Oh, Minnesota, you're frozen to the core. You can take this snow and shovel it, 'cause I'm gonna buy a snow blower.
Woo! See, he's not moving. Yay!
Hey, applause.
He's just buying a snow blower.
Yeah.
He changed his mind by the end of the song. He loves Minnesota.
And for those who feel the same, I got one other song I just put out a couple weeks ago called Where Bananas Grow. And it's a Caribbean thing. I want to live where bananas grow. So, just something to comfort you
today. I want to live where bananas grow.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to switch gears. I want you to switch. I love that. It was fun. Sweet Jesus, tell us about that song.
Oh, this is, the wonderful thing about doing Heart of the City is it's given me this awesome, as a writer, as an artist, it gives you this, I have this huge palette of musical styles. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have to go, I have this one sound I'm going to do. And in fact, on purpose, trying to write diversity of styles. And when you draw from all the different realms of what God has given us in music, different cultures given music, it's just so great. And this song is a gospel blues kind of style. So much of like the blues really came out of the black community, obviously, the slaves, starting there. But the church, gospel music, blues is real tied in together with each other. And so this kind of has this would be kind of like here in the Twin Cities, we have Famous Dave's Barbecue. So this is kind of like a Famous Dave's worship song.
Okay.
Now, on the recording of this that's on the CD, we got the whole choir who does little echoes of what we do, and then a couple of our African-American women sing the solos, and I sing one of the solos, but I'll do it all for now because it's just kind of fun. Okay. And I don't have any backup singers.
And he can sound like a woman any day of the week, so it is.
And so it goes like this. The sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, you're on my mind. You've been so good, been so kind. When I was lost, when I was blind, you showed the way where I could find the path of life, the path of grace, amazing love in your embrace. Sweet Jesus, you're on my mind. You've been so good, you've been so kind. Sweet Jesus, well, only you could ever love me like you do. When I'm broken, you make me new, and all my troubles, you bring me through. Yeah, you understand my deepest pain when others leave.
sweet Jesus, you're coming soon. It may be morning, not a noon. It may be winter, it may be June. It may be evening or afternoon. Make me ready for the day. Oh, keep me close, don't let me stray. No, no, sweet Jesus, you're coming.
I can't wait to hear that one on the CD.
Yeah, it's
wow.
Great, the whole choir.
Wow. Well, I'm so glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Have our good friend Dan Adler in studio. And he's president of Heart of the Cities, along with his wife Sandy. And they lead monthly gatherings that are crossing denominational racial boundaries and bringing us together as the body of Christ. And if you want more information on a gathering where you go and you're worshiping with people of other tribes and tongues, really, we're coming together because this is what heaven's going to be like. Heartofthecity.org. Check it out. But he's singing songs off of this amazing new album, God is So Good, Changed Lives Choir. He's working with the Union Gospel Mission. And I'm trying to imagine leading this choir of men and women who've come upon unbelievable hardship, and you're teaching them how to worship. What's that like facing them? I mean, I've seen you lead choirs before.
Yeah.
And again, you don't look like a white boy when you're doing that. It's so awesome. I mean, you're so full of life. But what is that like for you, Dan, to look in their eyes and teaching them to worship?
You know, it's really great because everybody's at a different state. And one of the challenges of the choir, we rehearse every 2 weeks, and there's different people in the choir almost every 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So we can only develop musically just so much. Like, we're going to sing, usually sing in unison, and then the Heart of the City Band sings. So this CD is the whole Heart of the City Band plus the Union Gospel Mission
Very
Choir.
Very cool.
So that's how you get a really great sound. But yeah, everybody's coming from a different place, and some people just showed up that week. I mean, they were just under the streets, you know, under the bridges like a couple weeks ago, and that week they came and they decided to be in the choir. And other people have been there for a while, and they really know the Lord, and they've really had a change. And so you see some people who are still checking it out in the choir. Other people you see with just joy on their faces and the songs they sing, they engage with, and it's just a powerful. And I also know there's some people who aren't Christians, and so I know that I'm like singing to the choir every time we're singing. So it's a chance to let them get. And they always get the CDs that they get a chance to have for free, so they get to listen to the songs and learn the songs. That's how they get to know the music. And I just feel so happy being able to be a part of that. And it ties, they do all Heart of the City music. So all the songs I've written are stuff that the choir sings. So it's a great, I couldn't do two different things like that so separately because it'd take too much time. But pull the two things together, it's a great, great compliment.
Oh, how powerful. Yeah. So I'm looking at I Need You More or It's About Time. Is there which one would you want to play next?
I Need You More. I actually wrote this one for the choir them in mind. And it really, but it's my testimony too. It's the whole thing of, you know, you have people in a choir like this in a situation that go, these are people who have gotten to a place where they're broken. They need, you know, where they're in an AA class and it's going, I'm desperate. I need, you know, help. And the truth is we all are that way. And it's like, that's how we come to the cross. That's how we become a Christian. But a lot of us kind of forget that. And then we kind of become religious people and we get a little more critical of each other. And I love that about the choir, but I'm desperate. I'm an addict to sin. And it's like, I need to stay daily, moment by moment,
we're
right
all
with Christ.
Desperate.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm weak. I'm stupid. I can't think straight. I make foolish decisions. And so this song is an exciting song, but it's really saying, I need you more. I need you more. I need you more every single hour of every single day. And we sing this with a lot of joy and passion.
Very wonderful. I need you more.
I
Love that. I need you more off of God is So Good, Dan Adler's Change Lives Choir, Union Gospel Mission. We got a few copies to give away. I want to take a minute. I want Scott called in and said, he said, thank you, Dan. I've seen you live, and we have some mutual friends. God bless you. But I want to take a minute just to talk about this idea of denominational reconciliation. That's been a huge burden for me, too, yeah. Dan, is the denominationalism, where it's a dividing point.
Yeah.
And I see it, you know, and I know you do, too, traveling about as a speaker. I cross all these different denominational lines.
Yeah.
And mostly there's just sincere, wonderful people. But in every group, there are those who camp on their divisions more than what unites us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's absolutely heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. And one day we had Sheila Walsh on the show. And, you know, she used to host 700 Club. She
right.
had a nervous breakdown.
Right.
She was hospitalized. She's a woman of faith speaker, humble, God-fearing woman. And we pray before every show, and she's been on a handful of times, and she goes, oh, and like she'd just been slugged in the gut. And I said, are you okay? Everything all right? Oh, I made the mistake of reading my Amazon reviews of the book that we were talking about that day. And she said, I shouldn't have done that, you know. And anyway, she was so profoundly humble and powerful. I mean, we just had a God hour.
Yeah.
And later I went and looked at those Amazon reviews, and there was a few of them. There's a bunch of good ones, but there's these ones where, you know, oh, she's part of that prosperity cult, the blab it and grab it, name it, claim it. And it was so scathing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, and you're the believer here?
Yeah, yeah.
And what I struggle with, Dan, so much is self-righteousness over the secondaries.
Yes.
Because Scripture does say we know in part. So really we're only dealing with partial information about some of the secondary issues.
Right.
That's why they're up for interpretation, right?
Right, right.
And so, and I know this is part of what Heart of the City is about. Let's join on what we agree on, and the
yes.
absolutes are what we agree on. So say a word about
right.
that and your
yes.
vision and conviction for that as well.
Yeah, I think it's like we almost have to wrestle with it and go, come on, if we can't agree, if we are so divided, like there are like something like 40, I don't know, like 10,000 denominations or more within Protestantism. It's like if we can't agree about that many different things, and if they're all started because of doctrinal things, you go, what? You know,
mm-hmm.
I'd be questioning from the outside whether this was true or not too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it should be really alarming. And I think we're always afraid to have bad theology. And I'm afraid to have bad theology, too. I want to think right. I want to make sure my biblical picture's view. But I think it's equally in that concern is we should hear the biblical call to unity.
Yeah.
You know, going, yes, think right. But it never says they'll know you are Christians by your perfect doctrine. They will know you're Christians by your love for one another. Things like, let each of you esteem others as better than yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
How does that fit in when you think you've got the perfect doctrine and somebody else doesn't? And again, there's a line to walk there because sometimes there's doctrine that's just downright heresy.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to go, okay, that's wrong. I cannot accept that.
But then, you know, calling someone out and lambasting their character on something you might be a little misguided on too,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I mean,
humbling yourself to go, I might not get it all right.
It's right.
Who says that I'm the center of the universe and I'm the one guy over all these years since Christ was on earth that I got the doctrine perfect?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
gather everybody around me who's exactly like me. It's like we have to have some room.
Yeah, I remember speaking at a church in the South, and a lot of speaking in the South, and I love my Southern brothers and sisters, but one particular church, I'd done my one session, I was talking to a few women around the table, and a woman came up and she said to her friends right in front of me, she said, I can't believe we got a Yankee to come speak to us. And I was like, and she was dead serious.
Yeah.
And in that event, the two black women sat in the back row, no
wow.
one ever talked with them.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, this is
wow.
the body of Christ.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, Lord,
yeah.
forgive us.
Yeah.
And when you look at Scripture in Psalms, it talks about who may enter his holy presence, his holy hill, he who casts no slur on his fellow man.
Wow.
I've been in, you know, at an evangelical retreat where I heard women joking about charismatics. Oh, I'll be there to catch you if you fall, mockingly.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
okay,
wow.
you don't have to subscribe to that, but don't mock
exactly.
someone else who's sincerely going
exactly.
after the Lord.
Exactly. I just so agree. And it take the process, you know, go, okay, I go into a situation, I can be with some people, go, I don't think I agree with all the theology, but I do see some things I need to learn from.
Exactly.
And it's like a bodybuilder. Like, I feel like where every congregation and denomination is like one guy who does just his one right bicep. And so he's got this massive right bicep, and he keeps looking at it thinking, wow, look at my
yeah.
bicep. And you look at the rest of me, you go, you're scrawny, the rest of you,
yeah.
dude.
But he compares his bicep to someone else's
yeah.
bicep.
But it's, and you look at
yeah.
the rest of them, you know, and they might have one, you know, one forearm is really strong. But it's like we get together, we take our strengths and our weaknesses, and we do learn from each other. But it's like if you can't get in the same room together and even pray together. One of the things with Heart of the City is we pray for unity of the body of Christ. Because we don't know how to talk this out, sort out all of our differences, but we can pray together and in agreement pray, say, God help us
mm-hmm.
and restore us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're going to be on the National Day of Prayer this year at the state capitol in Minnesota, too. And we're going to spend a large amount of time in repentance and praying for
Good.
That kind of work in the body of Christ.
And that's so beautiful. And, you know, to really think about, to embrace that humble posture, they'll know we're Christians by our love. And you've heard me say this. I told my boys all the time growing up, if you have to let go of love to hang on to your cause, you've lost your way.
Yeah.
So if you're so right about your cause that you've let go of love,
yes,
you've blinded yourself.
Yes.
And so if we can all embrace the idea, you know, Jesus came, he lived, he died on the cross for our sins. I mean, these are the Trinity absolutes, right?
Yeah.
But the things that are secondary to go, okay, I disagree, but I'm going to honor God by honoring you.
That's
and love
right.
you. I don't have to subscribe to those things, but I'm going to walk this out in a way.
Yeah.
Because I believe, Dan, that some of these things that you can make a case for on each side, Arminianism, you know, whatever,
yep,
I think God let these things be to see what we would do with them.
I was going to say I have the exact same theory. Because I've often wrestled, go, why, God, why did you make it so it could be so different, really interpreted? And I think he laid them out there to see what's your attitude, your bottom line going to come out with these things?
Yeah. How are you going to walk this out?
Yeah, you're going to use them to beat other people up with, to get proud about, because
mm-hmm,
you'll miss the whole point.
That's right.
You'll miss the whole point. It's like the Pharisees being all caught up in the law, and a guy gets healed in front of them, and they're mad because it was on Sunday.
Yeah.
Totally missed the
missing
point.
Missing the point. I remember reading a story about the persecuted church and how when we, as Americans, we were sending Bibles over there and into China, and revival was breaking out. But then when denominations started putting their denominational tracts in,
yes,
with the Bibles,
yes,
division broke out.
Yes.
And they said, enough with the denominational tracts, just send the Bible.
Yes.
And I thought, boy, that should speak to us, you know.
Yes.
We just have a little bit of time left. Do we have time to – I'm going to just play a portion of a song. Let's see here. Lord, We Exalt You, or To You? We just have time to play a little bit.
Lord, We Exalt You, I think, is a wonderful testimony that goes well with the choir.
Okay, and then we'll wrap up and pray. This has been great. This has been such a powerful time. Loved every minute of it. Appreciate the gift of God in you, and love you and Sandy so very much. And as we get ready to wrap up, I'm wondering if you'd pray. Pray for the body of Christ, that
absolutely,
we be united.
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we need you so desperately. Mm. And Lord, our nation is going down really fast in lots and lots of ways. And so much it's because the church is going down, because we've gotten caught up in the world ourselves. Lord, our hearts have not been humble toward one another, toward you, and submissive toward one another and toward you. And so we ask, Lord, for the church. Lord, we pray for every pastor and every church and every congregation around this country, Lord, that they would preach the word of God. You'd help them. You'd strengthen them, encourage them in the very difficult job they have of pastoring churches. We pray for a new vision for unity in the body of Christ as we submit ourselves to you, that we could find ourselves united with one another. Lord, we pray that even for miracles amongst our doctrinal differences, Lord, that there would become a point where we begin to see Scripture in the same way. We could come together and be healed, Lord, and be a unified body of Christ, and we'd be one as the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are one, as you pray that we would be, so that the world would know you sent us. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Heartofthecity.org is where you're going to find more about Dan and Sandy's ministry. The title of the CD is God is So Good, Change Lives Choir. Check it out. I want you to hear this song again from Dan's album.
It's about time to work it out. It's about time.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And remember, you can find this program and others on our website at myfaithradio.com. Be sure to listen in tomorrow for the weekend edition of Live the Promise. You'll hear an hour of worship and reflection as we play music and dive into Scripture together. That's tomorrow, right here on Faith Radio. Finally, guess what? The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. And He's the one who keeps you strong to the end. Have a blessed rest of your Friday.